Hello, it's day 5 of the February challenge. I've just come back home from a nice little walk in Maximir Park. It's still very cold, about minus 10 degrees Celsius, but the park is covered in snow and it's full of children, their parents and their dogs having fun. But it's nothing compared to our coast, which is paralyzed with snow, since they're not equipped to deal with such harsh weather conditions. Nature has a strange sense of humour. Today's suggested topic is something that interests us, something we can teach other audio booers. What do I know that none of you, fellow booers and listeners, don't? Well, judging by the special February map with pins representing the participants of the challenge, English is the native language of the majority of you, and I presume none of you speak my native language, which is Croatian. That's why I'm going to teach you a few useful words in Croatian, because if you haven't already, then you should definitely visit my country. Especially our beautiful coast, which in the summer, I promise, isn't covered in snow. And no, I will not teach you how to say the F word in Croatian or other profanities for that matter, because I don't want you to say one day, "Adi taught me some Croatian words." What words? Well, I know how to say the F word in Croatian. Okay, what else do you know? That's it, that's all. So, I suppose the first Croatian person you will meet will be a customs officer. You will say to him or her, "Dobar dan," which means good day. It's a formal way of greeting another person. You will hand him your passport and say, "Izvolite," which is a polite thing to say when you hand something to someone. And he or she will, hopefully, say hvala, which means thank you. In case they don't find any drugs or other illegal merchandise in your possession, they will let you enter the country. So, you're in, let's say, Zadar, which is, in my opinion, the most beautiful Croatian city. You go to the beach, you're young, able, you're a man, the man, and you see a beautiful girl sunbathing by the sea. You check if there's the boyfriend in her vicinity, and if not, you approach her and say, "Bok," which means hi. You introduce yourself, "Ja sam John," which means "my name is John." She likes what she sees, of course, but finds you're charming and funny too. And before I go any further with this story, risking saying something that doesn't comply with community guidelines, I will finish this boo of mine with a Croatian translation of that famous dialogue between Romeo and Juliet, where Juliet says, "O Romeo, wherefore art thou Romeo," etc. Here goes. "Romeo, o Romeo, zašto si Romeo? O, zataji oca svog. Odbaci ime to, ili ako nećeš, prisegni da me ljubiš, pa ću ja poreći da se zovem Capoletti." Thanks for listening. Bye.